to stay on the subject of decision-making because I have a judicial candidate in the studio. Let me welcome in Karen Faulkner. Hi, Karen.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to have you here. You and I have spoken before at various events where we, you know, we've had a chat. But I thought, why not drop by the radio show some afternoon? You're running for district judge?
That's right. District court judge in Division 8.
Okay, very good. Well, first off, tell me a few things about yourself. You're a mom?
Sure, yeah. I'm a mom. I have two beautiful boys, a 7-year-old Liam and a 19-month-old Leo.
Oh.
Yeah, they're pretty cute.
Is the 19-month-old at the stage where, no.
Oh, yeah, we're starting to get into that terrible twos. I didn't have that at all with my oldest. I didn't understand what anyone was talking about when that came to terrible twos, but my young one's giving me a run for the money, that's for sure.
That's because your oldest one was the center of the universe.
That's true.
And then when the second one comes, it's like, wait a minute, what? Your older one goes, wait a minute, what? I'm not the only child? You know how that works.
And he learns from his older brother. You know, he watches. And so he thinks he's grown. He thinks he's a full 7-year-old himself.
Yeah, you're going to see all that play out over the years, that's for sure. You've been working over 17 years, I see. It says on your website, daily in district court. In what capacity?
Well, that's correct. I have been practicing law for 17 years. I started as a public defender, and I worked with both juveniles and adults in the public defender system. And then I left and formed my own practice. I originally partnered with my best friend.
Oh.
It was fantastic working with your best friend every day. She has since gone on to be a judge herself, and now I run my own firm, Karen Faulkner Law, and have been doing that for about the past 5 years.
That's fun to hang with your bestie.
It is fun. It is fun.
What inspired you, though, to pursue law?
Well, I think I've mentioned this before to you, but I originally came to Louisville as a creative writing major in college, and so, you know, I was really pursuing an arts degree, but I had a cousin who I super admired. She had gone down to South Africa during civil unrest and was part of the legal team to work on reforming the government and looking at a new constitution. And I really admired her. She was a first-generation lawyer in our family, and I started to see that, you know, she could do some amazing work, and so could I. I'm also a first-generation college grad and first-generation lawyer in my immediate family.
She helped, like, reshape the government in South Africa?
That's right. That's right. And she ended up opening a practice there for a while, and she had two babies of her own and came back to the States, but
You found a superstar and followed the right path.
That's right. And then I had two babies, you know. I'm really trying to follow that path.
Running for district court judge Division 8, you said?
That's right.
And the election's coming up here in a couple of weeks. Tell me about the functions of district court, because I know there's a circuit court as well. So what do they do in district court?
Sure. Well, you know, district court, the divisions don't really matter. It is a countywide race, so you don't have to be in any particular district. And district court is the lower level of the criminal courts. So they handle misdemeanor, traffic tickets, also first look at felonies. So setting bonds and those probable cause hearings determine whether a felony should stay down in district court or go up to circuit court.
Mm-hmm.
But district court also handles a number of other things. Juvenile court, which I'm extremely passionate about. Probate court, which is like wills and estates, and they handle guardianship there. And there are also some specialty courts, mental inquest court, drug treatment court, and veterans treatment court, and then your small claims court, which is your lower level civil suits.
And obviously, you've been in court in that arena as an attorney. So what would Judge Karen Faulkner do, things that you've learned that you've seen play out before?
Sure. Well, you know, working day in, day out, you know, for 17 years, I've been working with individuals and been working on trying to make sure that everybody that I was working with that came into district court could benefit from the system, trying to figure out the why. Why are they there? You know, do they need some additional drug treatment? Do they need some mental health? Do they need a job because they're poor and they can't, you know, pay their bills or pay their fines? And so that perspective, I think, is really important for the bench. We need to start figuring out how to stop people from committing crimes and coming back to court. And district court's really the area to do that because we are dealing with the lower level crimes and where we can put services in place. Not talking about, you know, the violent felonies. We're talking about how do we fix some of the recidivism and things that we see here in Louisville.
That's the whole idea, is to get someone to not have to come to court anymore.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I know it says on your website you want to bring a fresh perspective, moving the system forward with specialized courts and appropriate bail.
Yeah.
You mentioned bail in there.
So we already have some specialized courts. I mentioned those, the drug treatment court, the mental health court, and the veterans treatment court. And, you know, with drug treatment court, we really need to be expanding that. As we know, Louisville has a big problem with drugs in our community and people overdosing on drugs. Looking at how do we offer that service to more people? How do we expand those courts? But also, if somebody is not qualifying for just for to go into those treatment courts, you know, what are some additional models that we can put out there? If they don't need something so intense, can we do a more hybrid type model? Also, I'm a huge supporter of the Restorative Justice Program. I was part of that pilot project when I was a young public defender and saw and worked with and got that, was part of that program as it expanded from being just a couple of zip codes to now being all of juvenile court and moving into adult court. And what that looks at is how do we restore both the accused and the victim to whole again. Mm-hmm. And so what that program does is have those two individuals sit down together and figure out what is appropriate. How are we going to restore the situation? Really gives the victim a voice, as well as gives the accused an opportunity to hear what they have really done, how their crime has affected the victim and the community. And the studies that we see here in Louisville and other communities, it really does affect, especially the young mind, which is why we often see it with juveniles, into understanding the importance of the crime they committed and preventing them from doing it again. So, you know, those types of perspectives and me seeing that work and really pushing to do those kind of alternative sentencing, I think is going to be very important. We also have to stop housing, using our jails, which, you know, are very overcrowded. We've had a lot of deaths in our jail lately. I believe they're currently, our jail is over capacity by 100 at this point. And of course that ebbs and flows, but, you know, trying to figure out how to set appropriate bails for these low level offenses, not use our jails to house the mentally ill and the drug addicted and the poor, use our jails for what they are meant for, you know?
Yeah, I think a lot of people have been looking at this restorative justice concept, too, just for these issues that you cite.
Absolutely.
Karen, I really appreciate the time and wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
The election. You can go to the website votekarenfaulkner.com to learn more. And we're back in a few on News Radio 840 WHAS.